Hey everyone, this is on our way round to the hole in the wall. This is the last vestige of Thomas Canning's house. If you look at these arches and everything in there, you'll see the last little bit of his house. Thomas Canning was quite an important guy in his day, 15th century. He had the largest private fleet of ships in the country, and he was actually a King Henry the VII, I think it was. Before the 7th. I floundered already. Anyway, he was his paymaster sort of thing.
I shouldn't have lived, it's dangerous.
Anyway, he had a huge fleet of ships. His biggest ship was the Mary and John of 800 tons, which is 10 times the size of the Matthew, and we're talking about 50 years before that. So he built up so much wealth, he was able to repair St. Mary Redcliffe Church. He then took a priestly vow and became, after his wife died, and, which is why he's got two tombs in St. Mary Redcliffe Church. He wasn't allowed to be buried alongside his wife. I mean, one of the asides I wanted to tell you about, he had a cabinet of curiosities, and in this cabinet of curiosities, he had the gauntlets of King Stephen's brother. King Stephen's brother was incarcerated in Bristol Castle, and he was tortured. And one of the tortures was to heat up his gauntlets on a fire and then place them over his eyes so as it would blind him. Anyway, these were in the cap. That was before they carted him off to Cardiff Castle to do him in. Anyway, it's all part of the general history of Bristol, and just an aside, and I'm only waffling now, so we'll toddle on now to the hole in the wall.